It's time to sit back, turn on the radio. We've got stories to tell ya, so let's go.
You're listening to Johnny Song, a 1920s-style radio hour drama written by D.C. Cathro and presented by Aerolore Studios. Episode 11.
Johnny, where on earth have you been? You missed dinner.
I know, Ma. I'm real sorry.
Where were you, son?
I had some things I had to take care of.
Your Ma was worried.
It was important, I promise. I'm sorry, Ma. Really.
As long as you're all right, shall I fix you a plate?
Ma, I gotta talk to Pa.
Oh.
Alone. Please.
Son?
What's wrong? Is something the matter?
It's just important, is all.
Clara, you go on to bed. I'll be in soon.
But...
Please, Ma.
Well, as long as you're okay.
I'm fine, Ma. Promise.
All right. Good night, then.
Well, what's going on, Johnny?
You tell me, Pa.
What does that mean?
I know.
What? Know what?
I know everything. About the bottles in the crate? The alcohol? They ain't no evidence.
Johnny.
The deliveries. I know about them, too. What you been doing? Pa, you've been lying to Ma. To us for months now.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You ain't even a copper no more.
Hey!
I know. I went to the station. Went to see you there earlier today. They told me you were fired almost 3 months ago. And here you are telling Ma you're going on your beat.
I told her I was working, and I was.
Yeah! For Mr. Dewey, a bootlegger and a crook.
All right, fine, yeah. Yeah, I was working for Dewey, but just till I could figure something else out or get my job back.
Pa!
I know. I know, Johnny, but what was I supposed to do? You and Clara were depending on me. I needed to support this family, so I did what I had to do. You too, you're my world. I did this all for you.
But, Pa...
Yeah, he had no choice.
Pa, calm down.
Johnny, you have no idea
Pa,
what I had...
Stop. Please. You had a choice. You did. And you taught me that. You taught me that choices have consequences, and you gotta be ready to face them. Those are your words. Pa, that's what you said. And you were right. Every time I had a tough decision to make, I thought of you. My Pa. The best cop on the force. The best Pa. The best husband. I thought, what would my Pa do? And it always helped. Every time. So when you say you ain't had a choice...
It's not that easy, son.
I know, Pa. This ain't easy for me either. This here, right now, this is the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. And you gotta know, I didn't want to. I don't want this. Not a bit, Pa. Not one tiny bit. But I gotta. Because you taught me this. You gotta tell Ma.
What?
You gotta.
You're crazy. Johnny, I can't tell your mother.
Please, Pa.
No, no, look, we can work this out. I can quit with Dewey.
Pa. I'm so sorry, but you gotta tell Ma before.
Before what?
Before she hears it from somewhere else.
Somewhere else? Who? You?
No, I can't. I can't. But she's gonna know. It'd be best from you, Pa. Please.
Who's she gonna hear it from? How? Johnny.
I turned you in, Pa.
You what?
I had to. Don't you see? You taught me the right thing to do. I had to.
No.
I left a letter at the station. Told him about you and Mr. Dewey and where to find him and you. What you did.
No. Johnny, how could you do that?
I'm sorry, Pa. I am.
No.
But I had to.
No.
It'll be okay, Pa.
I gotta go.
No!
I gotta get out of here. Tell your ma that
No! Please. Don't, Pa.
I gotta run.
You'll just make it worse.
Damn it, Johnny. What else can I do?
Stay here. Turn yourself in.
No!
I'm sorry, Pa.
Good heavens, what was that?
Ma.
My face. Oh, no, that was a wedding gift from Miss Mandy. What happened?
Clara, I have to go.
Pa.
Now? You can't be working again. You just got home.
I have to leave town for a bit, but I'll...
Leave town? Where? Why?
I just gotta go.
Please, Pa. Don't make me.
Make you? What's happening? Something's wrong.
Pa's gotta tell you something.
Johnny.
Oh, no. It's bad news. What?
Johnny.
It'll be okay, Pa.
No. No, it won't.
You're scaring me.
Here, Ma. I'll hold your hand.
No. Johnny, I want you to go. Go to the club. Go to Della's, the train station, wherever. Just go. I don't want you here for this.
I ain't leaving. Sorry, Ma. I am not leaving.
Johnny, just go. I can't do this in front of you.
I can't leave. Ma needs me.
What?
She needs me. Now more than ever.
Yeah. You're right. Again.
Fred?
Johnny, I'm sorry. Sorry I wasn't a better man for you.
You were, Pa. You are.
Please, boys.
How much time do I have?
I don't know, Pa.
All right, well then. Clara, first, you gotta know you mean more to me than anything. Anything in the world. I love you, Clara. You gotta know that.
I do, of course.
All right. Then I hope you can forgive me someday.
Forgive you? For...
For what I'm about to tell you.
Fred.
I haven't been... Oh, no.
It's okay, Pa. I'll go talk to him. I'll make him wait. You stay with Ma.
Who's at the door? I'm frightened.
I'll be back, Ma.
Clara, I am so sorry, but... Yeah, there's something I gotta tell you.
And now, a message from our sponsors.
So, the big house ain't all it's cracked up to be, huh? Come to Bundy's Bail Bonds and we'll help you plan your great escape. Visit 911 Atlantic Avenue and we'll get you bailed.
Johnny!
Del!
I came as soon as I got word.
Oh, gosh. Sure, glad to see you.
Johnny, your Pa.
Yeah.
I was really hoping... I'm so sorry.
I know, Del. And honestly, I couldn't have gone through all this without you.
I just can't imagine.
I'm sure you can. Actually, you did. You knew it was going to be either the hero or this. And it was this.
Well, there's still a hero in this story. You.
Me?
Of course you.
I'm definitely not a hero.
You are to me. And I bet you are to your Ma, too. And even your Pa.
You're a nut.
I know, but I'm also right, so... Are you doing okay? Why are you at the train station?
Because I'm leaving.
Leaving? Johnny!
Ma and I are going to Wyoming. She's already on board. We're gonna stay with her sisters, just for a bit. Ma doesn't have a job, and the bellhop doesn't make enough to pay rent, so we gotta go. Her family's gonna take us in until we can get back on our feet and figure out what to do.
And your Pa?
Well, hopefully he'll get a lighter sentence for helping out in the case against Mr. Dewey. But still, I'm worried about him. Prison is dangerous, especially if you're a copper.
Oh, dear.
And I know he can take care of himself, but still.
I can see why you're concerned.
I wish I didn't have to go. I really do.
I know.
And I need you to tell Miss Winnie and Levi goodbye for me. Please. Tell them what happened and that I'll miss them.
Of course.
Oh, Del, don't cry.
But I might never see you again.
Oh, no, Del. That's why I wanted to see you before I go. I'm coming back.
But you said...
I gotta go. Take care of Ma. She needs me right now, see?
Of course.
So, we're going to Wyoming, and I'll get her settled, stay for a little bit, But then I'm coming back. My pa needs me too. Ma will have her sisters to take care of her, so I'll come back, get a job. I can visit Pa, and once I can afford it, Ma will come back too.
Wow.
I gotta be the man of the house now. I gotta.
I think that's real brave of you.
I'm just doing what's best for my family.
I'm so proud of you.
But why I really had to see you was, well, I wanted to ask you something. Something important.
What is it?
I wanted to ask you... I wanted to know if... you'd wait for me.
Oh, Johnny! Until you'd ask just the second, I was thinking of moving to Wyoming with you!
I love you, Della Fern.
I love you, Jonathan Fitzsimmons.
I know I'm a man now and all, but can I stay Johnny for a little bit more?
Of course.
All aboard! All aboard!
Oh, you have to go!
Not before you kiss me. I'll be back as soon as I can. I'll write to you.
And I'll write. And send poems. And maybe even lyrics.
Tell.
I'll miss you. Goodbye, Johnny.
Not goodbye. See you soon. I'm here, Ma.
Oh, good. I saved the seat for you. How's Della?
Oh, she's swell. I mean, she's sad and all about everything. But she's already missing me.
Well, I can't blame her.
She's gonna wait for me.
Oh, that's sweet. She's a special girl.
I know.
I just feel terrible taking you away from here. From the club, from Della. I just wish...
It's gonna be all right.
It will. Eventually. And we'll be back.
Uh-huh. And we'll be a family again. Someday.
We may be separated, but we'll always be a family.
Yes, ma'am.
We just have to stay strong for one another.
Yes'm. Pa loves you.
I know. I really do. I see why he did what he did, but if only he would have talked to me, told me. I would have wanted to help too, but I was just so blind.
But you can't go blaming yourself, Ma. It wasn't your fault.
I know. But it's hard. Knowing he was struggling and keeping these secrets for such a time?
He was good at it.
How did you figure it all out?
Actually, it was Della who helped. And Miss Winnie, and Levi, and even you.
Me?
Well, mostly them.
I suppose I owe them all a debt of gratitude. Oh, I've been meaning to ask you.
Huh?
What's 3J?
It's just a nickname.
I know, but what does it stand for?
Johnny.
Never mind. We're in for a long ride. Would you like to nap a bit?
No thanks. I'm just gonna watch out the window. Wave goodbye to the city for a bit.
All right, then.
I'm gonna miss it.
I am too, darling.
Hey, Ma.
Yes?
Does your sister still have a piano?
Thank you for listening to Johnny Song, featuring Jacob Albert Gross as Johnny, DC Cathro as Fred, Brianna Galligan as Clara, Amanda Tossman as Della, and Chris Hoddle as the conductor. For more information about our female-led collaborative storytelling series and local productions, visit ArrowLoreStudios.com.